this one thing, though. I mean, you say that there's cherry-picked information on the site. Let's just take the IRS scandal. The fact is, it's far different than what you said. At the beginning, you said it was just the Cincinnati office. And then we find out more people in Washington are involved. And then this past week, we found out, despite what any of us think of the investigations on Capitol Hill, and I see you smiling, I don't know that there's anything to smile about, that it wasn't a couple of crazy people in Cincinnati, that this information actually went up to the chief counsel of the IRS, which was one of two political appointees by the President of the United States and the entire IRS. So,
Joe, I greatly appreciate that is the line that is being pushed by Republicans who want Washington to be focused on scandals instead of the economy.
Is that the truth or not, Jay? You said, Jay, that this was limited to Cincinnati. That wasn't true.
No.
I want to talk about the economy, but talk
to me.
Don't give me talking points, because that doesn't work on this show. And you've been here long enough to know it doesn't work on this show.
Okay.
So answer my question, and then let's talk about the economy.
When you get to the question, I'll answer it. Here it is. What we
said
all
along. I gave you the question, and you decided to fight me, Jay. So stop your games with me. We've known each other for too long. I'm not playing your games. I'm not somebody you talk down to from your podium. Answer my question, Jay.
Joe, please, let me answer it. There is no question that activity that occurred at the White House, at the IRS, was inappropriate, and the president made clear that he wanted to take care of it, and he appointed somebody who's doing that.